Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2013, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day here in Georgia, and we're going to enjoy our weekend. All right, you all, this is, we had some difficulties the week before last, and then last week I was out on vacation, so I am back ready to go to really talk about just the issues that we have around the world and life in general and what we can do. So today I am going to talk about facing the truth brings a happier life, and that is so true. So there's something I want to read to you all, like every show that I read to you, and just kind of put some things in perspective for you. And I'm going to share that with you when I get back. Right now, we're going to give you a little bit of Addicted by R. Smith. I'll be right back. Welcome back, welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckholz. You're listening to the Midday Release with Dr. Passion. All right, it is Friday. We are releasing all of that energy, all of that negative energy that we collected during the week so we can enjoy our weekend. That is what's most important. All right, so my topic today is facing the truth brings a happier life. I feel that people are not being truthful with themselves, with others, within their life, and by not being truthful with yourself, you're hindering progress in your life. So why not be truthful with yourself in the things that you need to do to handle yourself in a more productive way, so you can have a happier life? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have a happy life? A lot of people say, well, you know what? I can't be happy because this happened to me. I would never, ever be happy because this is how they talk to me this way. I don't know what to do and how to handle it. You know, I'm not sure. I can't have a happy life. And you know what? That is a lie because you can have a happy life. You know, I was on a vacation in Las Vegas, and I went to a convention. I'm part of a party planning company, and I went on a convention just to learn some new things within my business. And what I wanted to get out of this trip was I wanted to be able to reinvent myself and get my business the way I really wanted it to be. And being able to reinvent myself and seeing different things, I just have, you know, so much different ways to handle situations. And so I noticed some things that bothered me at this convention, and where we're among women, there are things that happen that sometimes the dynamics change and everyone's not on the same plane. And, you know, to me it was a little frustrating because I get quiet. I get quiet, and the reason I get quiet is because I'm observing. I observe the things that are going on around me. You know, I can sit there very quiet and not say a thing at all. And I just, you know, I want to make sure that people understand that, you know what, you are going through different things in life, and you don't have to express them on another person, okay? All right, so today I want to talk about facing the truth that brings a happier life. I always like to get different things from Joyce Myers. Joyce Myers is great. Nobody can be set free from a problem. And so they are willing to admit they have one, an alcoholic, a drug addict, or anyone who's lost control in their life is doomed to suffer until they're able to say, I've got a problem and I need help with it. Even though our problems may have been brought upon us because of something done against us or our will, we have no excuse for allowing the problem to persist. Okay? Growing and even taking control over our entire life. Our past experiences may have made us the way we are, but we don't have to stay that way. We can take the initiative by positive steps to change things, and we can ask for God's help. Whatever your problem may be, you must face the truth and assume some personal responsibility. The Bible says we must evaluate ourselves. That might seem daunting, but Jesus Christ is in you, and you can help you through any past problems and issues. Face the truth. It can be the beginning of a happier life. So have you faced the truth in your life of things that are going on? Are you taking responsibility for what happened? Are you blaming others for things that have happened to you? These are normal things that we do within life and how we handle them. This is why I made the decision that I wanted to become a doctor. I wanted to reach out within the psychological mind of others and just say, hey, you know what? If you think about it this way, maybe your actions could be different. I tell a lot of my clients, a lot of people come to me and I sit and listen. This is something as, you know, a psychologist, as you listen. You listen to people, and you listen how they talk. You listen to their tone of voice if you're not sitting in front of them. You listen to their body language and what exactly they need and what they want in life. You know, I deal with so many different people, and the personalities that I encountered over this past week has been extremely, extremely interesting, where I no longer tolerate negativity. If you're going to be negative in my presence, I'm going to stop you. I just can't tolerate it. And a lot of people may say, well, you know what? In your professions, you should be able to listen to negativity. And that is wrong. I should not have to listen to someone being negative upon themselves when in reality, it's you that's making the big issue out of it. And it's really you that needs to take responsibility for what's going on in your life. You know, we may not like things to be done to us. We may not like to deal with people. We feed off drama, and we like that. Some people really like that and they enjoy that. But I can no longer help you and assist you to feed off drama. Any one of my clients that come to see me, I'll let them have their little pity party when they first see me, and then after they're finished with their pity party, I then go to them and say, listen, I understand what's going on in your life. I know that, you know, it's hard, but from this day forward, we will no longer be negative in my presence. I have to give them, I have to provide you with a way to assist yourself to move forward. See, if we don't move forward, we're not going to get anywhere. Have you taken responsibility for your life? Have you set goals in your life that you know that's going to make a difference? I actually sat and thought about it. I said, wow, my goals, I have very high goals. My goals basically, in a nutshell, is to be a very intricate part of the world in late night or daytime talk. I want to be able to work with people to talk about their intimacy issues, to talk about their marital issues, and help couples who are planning to get married work out those issues so when they actually walk down that aisle, everything is clean, a clean slate, so they can live a happy and productive life. Those are my goals. My goals are to help women around the world find themselves. This is why I'm part of this party planning business. I want to be able to reach out to women to touch them, to know, you know what, you too could be a very strong, independent woman, but you also could be that mom, and you could also be that wife, and you can have the things that you want. You know, I think back of when I was leaving to go to my convention. My husband didn't treat me very nice. And I think it's more so that he was more upset that the fact that I was leaving for the week and he wasn't going than actually saying, you know, baby, go ahead, go and learn some things. And, you know, that bothered me. It bothered me more because I reached out to him throughout the week and he never responded to me. So I was more hurt by the fact that, although in your mind, you're like, well, you left me here with the kids. Well, they are your children, and I am working. I'm not going off to have, you know, to be drunk all night. I'm actually paid $300 at a convention to learn new ideas to improve my business. And see, and I thought about that, and that bothered me, and then nudged at me. And I said, wow, is this, after all these years, is this what I have to go through? I sat and I was hurt. I'm like, man, what did I do to you for you to not even respond to me? I send you a text message, I call you, you don't even respond. And that hurt. That hurt me so bad. And then I had to really think. I said, okay, well, maybe he's just upset because he's not here. And, you know, but someone had to watch the children. Unfortunately, this convention happens every year, the same weekend every year, and it's during a year where children are in school. So we don't have the flexibility to hire someone to take our children to school. And sometimes that's an issue. So, you know, I plan to have this conversation with him to say, you know what, honey, I need this. I needed to get away, and I believe every woman needs, every mother needs some alone time. When we're, every day that we're getting up, we're cleaning, we're washed, we're taking care of children, we're manning homework, we're taking them to school, while the man just kind of is dormant. And you leave for a week, and you're like, you know, why is it such a big deal? And I needed this. I had a very rough 2012. I needed to just get away and just process. But I'm going to say that after 3 days, I was ready to go home because I missed my family, but I needed that rest, that relaxation. So I want everyone to understand that you have to work really hard to live the life of live a very happy life. And I want you to live a happy life. I don't want you to be negative. I want you to be as positive as possible so you can see the things that are facing in your life. So you need to face the truth, basically. Face the truth is going to bring you a happy life. All right, and I'm not going to sit here and talk all day. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play All in the Club by Ray Chill, and I Shall Return. This is Dr. Linnea Bacalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio.
It's the weekend, and we leveled up. And I got the hard levels up. Walking, looking fast, hell, and I'm feeling desolate. Red bottoms on my feet, looking for the hell.
money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh. Yeah. I keep on running. Keep on
Radio. Make sure you check out Nikki Outlaw every Tuesday night from 8 o'clock to 9:30. Every Wednesday night, that is the Chairman Grit Grind with TL. His show is on from 8 to 10. And then on Thursday is Buck, and we're bucking off from 9 to 10 p.m. And yours truly, Dr. Buckhalter with the Midday Release with Dr. Passion right here noon every Friday. All right, I was talking about finding the truth to live a happier life. you know, a lot of people say, well, you know what, I can't be happy, I can't be happy. You know, I found this thing on the internet, because I'm an internet junkie. It's from Healthy Living. It's in their mental health personal development section. I'm going to post it on the Dr. Passion's fan page. And if you're not a fan of Dr. Passion, make sure you go to facebook.com/Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R Passion. All right, y'all. So it is the secret to happiness is really inside you. People have been searching for, like, the secret to happiness for a long time when it's really always been inside of you. I mean, you have to process things. And the key to it all is that you can use it any time that we choose to do so, okay? So you have to find ways to experience great joy and fulfillment in your life. I mean, really, don't you deserve to be happy? I mean, we all deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. Everyone deserves happiness in their life. Everyone deserves to be okay with things that are happening in their life and actually take responsibility for them. So I'm going to post this ad out on the fan page, on the Dr. Passion fan page. And they list almost 101 different things so you can start being happy today. Yes, really, today. Okay? Love yourself. First and foremost, that is number one. You must love yourself. If you don't love anybody else, you need to love yourself. Look in that mirror and say, you know what, I love everything about me. You can be overweight, anorexic, sick on your deathbed, but as long as you know that you love yourself, it brings a whole lot more perspective to just life in general. Love others. Live simple. Don't just work. Do what you love. And I'm going to take a minute and just express that. Just don't work. Do what you love. Let me tell you something. I worked in this business. I worked as a production manager for advertising companies and healthcare companies, and I worked for these companies for 20 years. Project management, traffic management, where I was in charge of just complete organization. I had to go to people to make sure that actions were completed in order for me to get a job done. Although this job paid me a lot of money, I hated it. It was making me miserable. It was making me so miserable that I just couldn't do it anymore. I basically shut down. And I had to find a way where it's going to make me happy. Although I'm not making that money that I used to make at this job that didn't make me happy, I actually feel good because I'm doing something that I want to do. What I'm doing is I'm helping women achieve the responsibility of business ownership. By owning their own business, by working with them, teaching them, giving them the tools that they need so they can live a great life and stay at home with their children and provide for their children. I'm helping them find that flexibility within their life. I'm helping women who want to be entrepreneurs but just need to make a little extra money. I'm helping them. I'm helping individuals who come talk to me about their problem, helping them find solutions to the things that they need to improve themselves. I'm helping wives who are struggling with the difficulties of being a wife. I'm helping them. I'm helping couples who want to be married, who want to be together forever, but are still having those issues where trust is not there in their relationship. I'm helping them overcome that so they can see that. These are the things that I enjoy. I enjoy doing all of that. Why? Because this is what I was brought in this world to do. Although it took me almost 20 years to really figure it out, I always knew deep down I really wanted to help. I remember telling my mother I wanted to be a lawyer. And I wanted to be a lawyer because I wanted to help people. But maybe law school, taking the bar exam was something I probably wasn't ready for. My mindset wasn't ready for it. But I knew there was something inside of me that was really wanted me to help. And I know a lot of people out there are saying, well, wow, how can she go from working in this big production management job to project manager to become a life coach, a premarital coach, a marriage coach, an intimacy coach? How can she do that? How is that possible? It's possible. Because I set my mind to something, and I wanted to have the ability to say, you know what, I can do this, I can change, and I can make a difference. And I listened to all the negativity that was around me, but, you know, I kept going. So I'm doing what I love. it's not bringing me a whole lot of financial blessings, but I'm doing what I love. And you know what? Those financial blessings are going to come. I don't know when they're going to come, but I know the Lord has something for me, and those blessings are going to come. And when they come, they're going to be so abundant that I'm not even going to know what to do with it all. They are going to come. Find your passion in life. What is your passion? Find your passion in life. Surround yourself with supportive friends. And this is so important. You have to surround yourself with people that are in your best interest. If you have someone that is always knocking you down, saying that you can't do it, or someone that's always knocking themselves down and they can't do it, you know what? You don't need to be in their circle. My circle has went from maybe 30, 40 people to about 4. And I'm serious. Because you can't rely on everyone. Everyone is not trustworthy. Everyone is not there for your best interest. Exercise, eat healthy. Forgive people. That is so important. You have a hard time. Someone may have wronged you, have done something bad to you, but you know what? You're not going to forget, but you need to forgive. Because God asks you to forgive. Forgive people for what they have done. And say, you know what, and move on. Live peacefully. Learn how to deal with your emotions. A lot of people do outbursts for unnecessary reasons. You have to learn to control your emotions. Fix hurt from the past. You may be hurt. You need to fix that so you can move on. There are a lot of women out there that have been sexually abused, have been victims of domestic violence. They don't know how to handle that hurt and fix that hurt that has been inflicted on them in their life. And you can't forget, like I said, you can't forget it, but you can fix it and you can live a better life. That is so possible. Dream. There is nothing wrong with dreaming. A lot of people's dreams can come true, but you need to believe in your dream. Do you believe in your dream? I believe in my dream. I believe in my dream that I'm going to be a very, very well-known talk show host in this world. I know this. I believe in my dream. Hope. And you know what? Breathe. Sometimes we have to sit back and just take a deep breath and breathe. Breathe. Help others less fortunate. I'm a fan of pay it forward. You know, I go to the store. It's called Aldi. And, you know, you put a quarter in the cart. And, you know, I see people walking up going to put quarters in the cart. And I say, here you go. And they want to go ahead and pass me the quarter back. And I said, you know what? No. No, thank you. I'm paying it forward. So by me saying that, I'm hoping that they'll take that cart and give it to someone else when they come out the store. But if they take the quarter, they may have needed that quarter. But at least I know that I paid it for it. Enjoy what you have. Enjoy what you have. Don't worry about what you don't have right now. You need to enjoy what you have right now. And that includes being thankful. Treat people respectfully. Respect yourself. See the glass as half full. Treat people how much they mean to you. Tell people how much they mean to you. Praise people. Let go of the need of control. You don't have to control everything. Everything is not because of you. The world does not revolve around you. You don't have like this big glow around your body. So you know what? It revolves around me. Don't be afraid to apologize, people. Apologize to people. Be kind to people. Build up people. Sing, dance, read, educate yourself as much as possible. Go back to school. Keep learning different things. Create your own happiness. You know, live in moderation. Meditate. How much? Oh, my goodness, meditation. Meditation is, it's so great. It's so great. Meditation is so great. Be able to meditate and see the different things that are going on in your life. Meditate. Reflect, create, enjoy. Tell people you love them. Seek expert help to heal. This is what I'm here for. If you need help, if you're out there, you're struggling in life and you need some help, you need to seek out that help. And I am here. I have great, fabulous rates that I deal with people because I'm not here to bleed you dry. I can help you. All you need to do is to seek that help. Laugh often. Laugh at yourself. Fill your heart with joy. Get to know different people. You don't have to stay in that same little spot. Get to know different people because, you know, when you know different, when you learn from different people, you learn new things. And when you learn new things, you progress in life. That's pretty much how it works. Love unconditionally and give unconditionally. Live your own life. Don't try to live the life of someone else because someone else's life may not be as pretty as you see it. Remember, you never know what's going on behind a closed door. But what you see out in the open is totally different from what's going on inside a closed door. So you never want to live the life of someone else. Improve your self-esteem. Improve your self-esteem. It takes time for people to improve their self-esteem, but you need to be able to do that. Look in the mirror and smile. I said this earlier. Stand in front of the mirror and smile. Smile at yourself. Look, take pictures if you have to. I do that all the time. I have good days and bad days. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have good days and bad days. But you know what? My good days outlast my bad days, and I won't complain. Make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. It really is because, you know, our mistakes, we learn from our mistakes. You know, a lot of people say, I learned from the mistakes of others so I could live longer and not make the same mistake. Sometimes people learn from your mistakes, and they live longer to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes as you did. Let go of fear. This statement is so profound. Let go of fear. I know a lot of people who are so scared of moving on that they just stay there. And you have to move on. You have to take that step. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Look at that deeper stuff in life. Look at it. Do the right thing when you're alone. Do the right thing. Get to know yourself. Share your gifts and talents to the world. Let go of regret. Interrupt negative patterns. Remember what I said earlier in the show that I interrupt people. I'm gonna let you one time have your pity party. But after that, I am not going to allow you to have another pity party with me. I'm going to either cut you off, change the subject, or let you know about yourself. Interrupt that negative pattern. You should not be negative. Negativity doesn't bring anything to you. All it does is brings extra stress, and we don't need to be stressed. Believe in yourself and believe in others. Live consciously. And you know what? Be you. Be you. Do you. Do the things that you want. Don't let anybody stop you. People don't come to you and say, you know what, you can't do this. I don't approve of this. I'm not going to do this. Be you. I am going to be successful. I know I'm going to be successful. It's going to take time. My mind is set. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do the things that I need to do to make myself the person that I am. And achieve enlightenment. You want to achieve enlightenment. Remember, happiness doesn't go away or leave us stranded. It's always waiting for us to invite it to come around. The wonderful thing about happiness is that it doesn't require any special tools or knowledge, just a commitment to seek out. So when I submit this list on my fan page, and that is facebook.com/DrPassion, just kind of, you know, read through this list. This is a really great list. And I'm really happy that I found it. All right, this is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. And I am going to play some more R. Smith. This is Stronger. Be right back.
Got a soul, get it. You got a hustle, all gotta do.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. Okay, you all, that is my time. That hour surely goes fast. I hope you enjoyed the show this evening. And share it with your friends. I will always put the link out on my Dr. Passion fan page, and that is facebook.com/Dr. Passion. You can always check us out on the fan page, Lawless Radio. That's facebook.com/Lawless Radio. I love being part of Lawless Radio. Lawless Radio is my family, and we enjoy helping all our independent unsigned artists. If you're interested out there in submitting your music and wanted your music played on the air, make sure you check us out at lawlessradio.com. Hit that submit your music link, fill out those instructions, and get yourself on the air played. I would love any special guests to come out and see me, chat with me, talk to me. It's totally up to you. I'm going to end it out with my little prayer. I don't want to live in denial and fears of my problems. I choose to evaluate myself and get to the bottom of the issues because I know that the Lord can help me work through them and have a happier life. All right, everyone. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You've been listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. Remember, life is a gift. Use this gift to live a positive and productive life. Have a fabulous day.
Love is humble all the time. It never seeks to